Welcome to Advent. It is a great season, and not just because I get to wear my favorite color liturgically at Mass. Purple for us, right? The season, my friends, is a great one, but it's one that can slip away. We can miss it because it comes at a very busy time of year. But the very fact that we could miss it makes it great because you gotta want it. You have to want to have a great Advent. Did you hear the opening prayer? It's called the Collect. Opening prayer, let us pray. If you listened, you heard this line. Grant your faithful, O Lord, the resolve to run forth to meet your Christ. Grant your faithful, O Lord, the resolve to run forth to meet your Christ. That's the way Advent should be lived. Jesus gives us great first and last words in the gospel that should mark our Advent journey. First, be watchful, be alert. Some translations have it, stay awake. And then the last, what I say to you, I say to all, watch. This attentiveness, my friends, this alertness in the spiritual life is the way we are called to live this Advent season. Because there's this downward trend in all of us. There's a slow but certain risk that we all run that forces us to lose focus spiritually, especially as other things like school, like the holidays begin to take place in our lives. And what can happen is that we fall asleep. We lose our alertness spiritually. We begin to become drowsy. In fact, just yesterday, the reading that the church had for us was from Luke 21, and Jesus says, "Beware that your hearts do not become drowsy. Beware that your hearts do not become drowsy." And he says, from carousing or drunkenness or the anxieties of daily life, all those things, my friends, have an effect on us. We can fall asleep spiritually. So the church gives us a great season to wake us up, to get us to pay attention to what we really need. And we need this season. We need it. Let me step back just a little bit. Roughly 10 days ago, we all fed ourselves very well. Thanksgiving. People eat. And then what do? People sleep. And that's great on Thanksgiving. But, in the spiritual life, not so much. See, the reason we sleep after our big Thanksgiving feast is not because there's all sorts of tryptophan in the turkey. That's not true. There's more tryptophan in a glass of milk than there is in turkey. The reason we fall asleep after eating a huge meal is because all of our body's attention is focused on digesting what we just put into our body. So your body is literally pulling blood away from your extremities and your brain to focus on this giant task that you have now entrusted your body with. Too much food leads to drowsiness. But too much says a lot about our culture. Too much distraction. Too much noise. Too much paying attention to oneself. Too much leads to drowsiness. And so in Advent, if we're going to wake up, we ought to do less on certain things so that we can do more. Less chasing after the things we want, friends. More paying attention to what we really need. The attitude of Advent, even though we began in the quiet, even in the dark, the reason we do that in Advent is to focus us. To focus us on what we really need, what is really, truly important. To say no to certain things that distract us in order to say yes to what really matters. And the attitude is not one of passive waiting, but rather it's active and moving. There should be a spiritual enthusiasm in you, an excitement in your spiritual life this Advent season. What did you hear in the collect? Grant your faithful the resolve to run forth to meet your Christ. That's energy, friends. That's not passivity. That's not sitting back. That's not waiting without any hope of movement. Rather, we are called to expect, to watch, to be alert. St. John Paul II gives a great few lines about Advent. He says this, "It is necessary to understand that the whole of our life must be an advent, a vigilant awaiting of the coming of Christ." The whole of our life. Then he goes on, "Advent is, so to speak, an intense training that directs us decisively toward him who already came, who will come, and who comes continuously." There is a lot in that second sentence. It is an intense time of training that directs us decisively. How many of you feel pulled in many directions right now? Family, school, travel, school. Friends, school, right? You're pulled. But Advent is a time of training to direct you decisively and not without a focus, but with the greatest focus of all, to direct us toward him, toward Jesus, who has come, who will come at the end of time. But also this, and maybe most importantly for you and for me, to him who comes continuously. You see, we remember three comings of Christ. Yes, the coming of Christ 2,000 plus years ago, which changes the course of human history and changes every one of our lives in a fundamental way. Yes, we remember that Christ will come again at the end of it all. But maybe most importantly for you and me, to be awake and to be alert for the way that Christ comes continuously. That he comes to me and to you every moment, in every circumstance, in every way, in every aspect of my life, Christ is coming. He wants to come in right now. And if I'm aware of that truth, if I am alert to that reality, then my life looks differently. I live differently. Awake, alert, ready. And that, my friends, is what Advent is all about. How do we awaken? The church doesn't just leave us hanging, wondering, hoping. Two things. You have to have a desire. You have to want to live a good Advent. Grant, Lord, to your faithful the resolve to run forth to meet your Christ. Resolve. You've got to want it. If you do not want it, something will take priority in these next few weeks before Christmas. So we have to have resolve, desire. Then we need a plan, and the church gives us a plan. I'm not wearing purple for Carroll College, I'm not even wearing purple for the Minnesota Vikings. I'm wearing purple because it is a color of repentance in the church. We see purple also during Lent. And the same spiritual disciplines that we observe in Lent, we should also observe in Advent. Prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. You should make a commitment in each one of those areas. In prayer, and in fasting, and in almsgiving. And I won't go into specifics in this homily about each one. They all deserve their own homily. Prayer, fasting, almsgiving. What are they? Friends, there are ways in which we become awake, ways in which we become free, ways in which we become alert to the one who has come, who will come, but especially the one who comes continuously. Make a commitment, resolve to do more in prayer. Resolve to create some space in your life through fasting. Resolve to reach out beyond yourself in acts of charity. And then you will find that you do not miss the one who comes to you. That you are awake and alert. And then Advent, my friends, becomes this great adventure. And I use that word specifically. Advent, adventure. If you broke both of them down into their Latin roots, it means a coming toward. A coming toward. Would that you and I not miss the days that are ahead of us in this holy season. Would that you and I run forth to meet the one who has come from heaven to meet us. What a beautiful encounter that can be. Brothers and sisters, may your Advent be blessed. May you be awake and alert. And when you see the Lord, may you rejoice in having met him who has come to meet you.